Prepare yourself! Prepare yourself!
You're listening to the Rat Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'll say.
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Yes, hello, everyone. Everyone hearing the sound of my voice, you are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. Now, I know I'm ruffling up some feathers here, and people are just like in awe. It's all about, you know, how can he say what he said, and how is he doing what he's doing? And I'm referencing what I said last night about this judge doing what he did to this lady, putting her in jail for an entire year for a contempt of court. Now, this was an illegal action, especially putting 2 years probation onto it. But I have told people, and you know, we've had a few judges excuse themselves. We've had a few judges step down because of my direct involvement. I am, in fact, Judge Hunting. Okay? People are saying that it's wrong for me to be involved politically here and doing this there because I'm media. You know, I mean, I'm nothing huge. I'm independent media, but me all the same. But what people don't realize, and people don't know anything about the history of media, is that media was so influential. Media used to be so powerful before Operation Mockingbird, you know, the CIA filtering, and the CIA control of mainstream media. You know, people forgot the history of how powerful media was. Media was considered the fourth arm of the government, unofficially. You know, the other branches, judicial, executive, etc. Independent media was considered to be invisible arm of the government. So that's why I do what I do. Yes, I'm coming after people. I'm getting my own justice. I've created my own courtroom. People are going to answer to me. People are going to answer to my listeners. Nobody's going to escape justice, not while I'm around, not if I can help it. Guys, want the voice of reason, the voice of truth? Well, it's here. Want to add your voice to the collective? Stand up. Because this is what this is all about. I do believe we have our guest here, Kyle Kopitke.
Good evening.
Running man for presidency. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. Well, we are greatly blessed. We praise the Lord that we're on the earth another day and the campaign goes forward. But we're in reality, we need to pick up the pace. And we have supporters, but we need to turn those supporters into volunteers because it's all mathematics. You have to, in order to 1 + 1 = 2, you have to get signatures to get on the ballot. Then you can win in November. But if you don't get the signatures, you won't be on the ballot. And that's why I'm here tonight, V, is because people like you who know people in the media, I have to pick up my percentage of media coverage. Talking about the one world order, V, you know how it is. I'm shunned by the mainstream media, and the only way I overcome that is if I can get on enough independent radio shows and get on enough state ballots, then the media will cover me, and we go from there.
Has my main man from Pirate Radio connected with you yet?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to have to get on a few people after the show tonight. I'm going to be working on this all weekend for you.
Okay, yeah, I sent you an email, and hopefully you have to check your spam folder because my emails typically go to spam folders. And that's why I ask people to send me an email, and I can respond, and that typically is read. But it's exciting. I mean, what an exciting time to be in the trenches. I mean, we are on the front lines fighting. And I was thinking just a few minutes ago, what a shame it is. I mean, we live in this digital age where people do Facebook likes, and they listen to radio shows, and they read alternative newspapers via the internet, but and so their knowledge is increasing, and we tell them knowledge is power, but really knowledge is a limited power. It's very limited because you have to put yourself in a position to be able to make the change. If you're not running for office or helping somebody that's running for office that's like-minded, a freedom candidate, then you're not doing enough, because just sitting back and reading doesn't create change. And it's like on the vaccines, V. You know, people say, oh, they removed my religious exemptions. They removed my personal medical exemptions. What am I going to do? Well, you need to run for office at the state level and get that change, and then have other people run in different districts. And they'll say, well, the governor, you know, it takes three-quarters to overturn his veto. Well, you got to build up and run people for governor as well. And again, 75-80% of the American people are being crushed economically. And I mean, it's 4 million Americans a year declaring medical bankruptcy because we don't have health care for people. The environment, I mean, look at all the insects, the pesticides that we use here are banned in Europe, and there are various reports talking about the level of insects going down. We've all read about the bees dying from the pesticides, and in chemtrails, I would imagine, has a role in it with the aluminum and barium. So, but I'm kind of like a broken record. People hear me and they go, "Well, okay, Kyle, but I need them." And like tonight, I get people on Facebook that say, "I'm going to support you," and I say, "Well, thank you, but you can't vote for me unless I'm on the ballot." And so you got to go out and get signatures. And getting people to get signatures is, I think, V, I have to go through about 1,000 people or 2,000 people to find one that will get signatures. And so it's,
it's sort of like me with dating. I definitely ask out 10 girls because I know one will say yes. It's a numbers game. Everything's a numbers game.
It is to a large degree. It is, and you have to find the right numbers. And see, there's a multiplier effect. As I'm on more state ballots, then the number goes down. I need to contact less people because people hear about me. They come to me and they say, "What can I do to help?" Or they're sitting on the fence. And by seeing me in the newspapers and on radio, hearing me on radio, then they get a little more comfortable and they actually go out and get signatures or make a donation so I can hire people to collect signatures. And so that is like when we first got on the ballot in Colorado, we had a jump in financial donations, not a lot, but a little, and also volunteers saying they were going to get signatures. So it's the more state ballots we can get on, the more. And again, we need a few people to step forward in Oregon so we can start collecting signatures there. We need three more Electoral College delegates. That means people have to stand as Electoral College delegates. And we need 10 more people in New Jersey to stand as Electoral College delegates. before we can begin to collect signatures in New Jersey. So we're on the one state ballot. We have a court case in North Carolina v. And that's it for now. We'll pick up Louisiana and Tennessee later in the year. They have very low thresholds. But to win in November, we have to be on at least 39 state ballots. And so we keep pushing forward.
And I want to address something you said. Your email is being sent to spam folders. Now, it's a crime. I mean, who gets to decide what's spam and what's not? And on top of that, we didn't know whether you were going to come onto the show tonight to confirm your... I mean, I like to have you on every Thursday, so there's a chance for us to hash some things out for people to get to know you, to fill your portfolio so people know what you're really about. Try to ask as many questions as humanly possible so there's just nothing left as a mystery. But one of our promoters, we don't know if the message got out. One of our promoters shared the post about tonight's show twice on Facebook before being restricted to where she couldn't post anymore. Twice. So we've got Facebook getting politically active here, and we have it recorded. We have it documented, just like we do everything else. And this will be addressed in a formal court of civil law. And but the social engineering here, again, it's like you send out emails, spam, boom. We try to advertise the show, and we're stopped after two posts. So, and it, especially with my whistleblowing, and you know, the people with my media, I mean, we can at least get 10, 20, 30, 40 shares out with stuff that we share is detrimental to the system for sure. But to be stopped after two posts about you, that says something.
Well, I'll tell you a really fun story, a shocking story. I ran in 2016. I finished 10th in Colorado. That was the only state we were able to get on. So, when you figure that it was, if you go to the state of Colorado website and look up Kyle Kenley Kopitke for their 2016 election results, you'll see my name in 10th place, and you'll see the people that finished below me. But if you go to the New York Times website for the state of Colorado and you pull up the results for 2016, you won't see my name. My name's been deleted. But the people that finished below me are there with their totals. So that is... that's who I am. So, but nobody talks about the one world government, new world order. Nobody says that. My hypothesis that vaccines cause, the MMR causes autism, and that SIDS is caused by vaccines, and other vaccines are causing these developmental disabilities. And so it's up to the people. I can go out there and carry the banner, but they have to help carry the banner by getting signatures. And people like you with a lot of media contacts, if I can get you to donate an hour or two a couple times a week, talking to alternative media people and having me on shows, and especially the bloggers and anybody that writes newspaper articles, it has a multiplying effect. When I was president of an environmental group, back in the 80s, they wanted to burn contaminated cyanide chips in Illinois, Naperville, Illinois. And so I was president of the group, and I was blessed to be president of the group, and I had all these scientists and engineers because they lived next door to the plant that was going to burn the cyanide chips. Never been done before in the United States. And so we were able to get in. One of the TV stations in Chicago picked us up, then the other stations picked us up, and the newspapers picked us up, and that's how it is. And that's what I need to happen with the campaign. So like the Epic Times. I don't know anybody there. If you know anybody there, they could do a story on us or other alternative media. That's how we grow.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know I dropped the ball last weekend. People, I'm trying my best to find my place somewhere to be useful as my studio is being redone for future TV stuff. Again, we're going to redo everything for more professional remote TV station for Liberty Beacon Project, as we have lots of other important projects that are going to fall behind that. We're going to take the country by storm here, especially the internet. So I'm definitely thinking I can have more voice after that, for sure. And I'll be sure to have you on my TV show when that gets started. yes. And so I'm going to try to dedicate myself this weekend to getting you as many places as I can, for sure.
Appreciate that. Yeah, that's, see, if I can get one or two bloggers. See, bloggers, like radio show hosts, they tend to know each other, and bloggers know each other. And so if I can get on a couple radio shows and they tell their other friends and say, hey, this guy's running for president, he's an interesting interview, and blah, 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 then I get on more shows. And if I can get a couple bloggers to do the same, then we launch the rocket ship towards a higher altitude. And that's, but it's incredible, the stress that the American people are under, the people of the world are under, with these chemtrails and forced vaccines and fluoride in the water, and the people of the globalists trying to take down our Constitution. If they take it down here, the rest of the world will crumble to the globalists. And so these are life and death situations. I mean, today in America, this Thursday, over 400 kids had their minds blasted into autism because their mothers and fathers took them to the doctor thinking the mumps, measles, rubella vaccine was safe, and it's not. It causes autism and other developmental disabilities. And so these are life and death issues.
Absolutely. And to speak to what you're saying there, you know, it's called what I call the activism chain. We got to link up from show to show, yes, to show, to, you know, from person to person to person. It's the activism chain. And knowledge is something that creates a presence, but knowledge is power when you start using that knowledge.
Exactly.
To speak to what you were saying earlier. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And like we talked about last week, can Kyle get to 39% of the vote in November? And I said, I can. And you said you could see that happening. But, of course, there has to be certain things happening to make that happen. And, of course, ballot access is spring training. If we don't get through spring training, we can't go into the regular season, which is November. So we're on Colorado, but, you know, Colorado doesn't have 270 electoral college votes, so we have to be on other state ballots. But the Democrats, Republicans, they're going to nominate two globalist candidates that are for support the billionaire agenda, while everybody else is shaking in their boots over can they make it through another month economically. And without losing their house or losing their car, or if they get sick, they're worried they won't be able to pay for their medical expenses. And if their TV breaks down or something else breaks down, how are they going to make it? So these are all issues that we certainly have an audience for. And I meet, just about everybody I meet says, we'll vote for you, Kyle. We're going to vote for you because these other guys, they don't represent us.
Okay, well, we got to go to commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
So, let's continue on with the show. I'm really loving this. I can't imagine myself having fun with any other job in the world. But then again, this is one of a few jobs I've had where I'm my own boss. So, yes, operating at full capacity for you, the people. And so that brings up the question here that I want to ask concerning you, the people. Mr. Kopinski, what do you feel about, how do you feel about civilian militia?
Well, the Constitution, of course, provides for a militia, and that was pretty much our army for a long time, and then we started having a permanent presence of an army, which I served 3 years in the army, and there's certainly wisdom in being having a defense ready. So yeah, I support a civilian militia. I am heartbroken from the story from a couple years ago where at least the media reports, even the media was saying that the government had infiltrated a militia here in Michigan. And what these infiltrators do, unfortunately, they they try to stir things up. And so several members of the militia were arrested. And it's unknown if those members would have been talking about the things they were if they weren't being pushed by a federal agent who had infiltrated the group. Militia, as president, I would encourage militias in all 50 states plus the District of Columbia, because that's an important part. Of course, you go to the why do we have a militia, and that's to protect the people, not only from foreign invasion, but to make the politicians and those in power think twice before they act. And that's why they want to take away our right to bear arms and take away the Second Amendment. On your show over your time, you've certainly had guests come on that have talked about what's happened in history when the people are disarmed. Stalin took the weapons away from the people in Russia. Mao Zedong took, and there was the massacre in Russia of the Christians and other ethnic minorities and different groups. And then Mao Zedong took away the weapons and killed people. And they say Castro took away the people's handgun rights, and people in Cuba were massacred. And so we need to support the militias. And there's another reason. One of the greatest threats we have today is an EMP explosion, which would send us back past the 1700s, because our electrical grid would be wiped out, and the militia could act as a stabilizing force in local communities. So I believe everybody, as president, what I will work towards is having everybody in high school or homeschooling at a certain age go through weapons firing. That builds up their self-confidence, and of course there's going to be a few incidents where people will misuse that, just like we have today. But, for the 300 million people we have in the United States plus, there's always going to be a few people. But overall, we need to protect ourselves, safeguard the Constitution, and so I will encourage militias to grow.
Great answer. Absolutely. Yes, I'm a member of a militia myself, intelligence director, and yes, 14 of my members got arrested because of some misinformation about modifications to weapons, and these people were hauled off into unmarked vans to a detention center, Homeland Security, and before they got to the gates, they stopped in this forested area. One of them was executed, shot behind the back of the head, rolled up, and thrown back into the van. And this was reported to me by some of my militia guys who followed them. yes, people, we need to keep our arms, for sure. We need to keep our weapons because of the obvious reasons that I shouldn't have to go through here.
Well, see, that's the thing. We need a real president that supports the Constitution, not these globalist puppets, and that's really what they are. And the globalists, the people with an agenda for a one-world government, have infiltrated our federal government and our agencies. I mean, we have good people in all federal agencies that support freedom and support the Constitution, but then there are those that support a one-world government, and those are the people that are misusing power. And the other thing is, it's from what some things I've read, and I'm sure it's true, they do things to justify their budget and to grow their budget. It's just like some of the doctors that prescribe medicines that aren't needed. It's to grow the business and pay their salary and job security. And we need again, it goes back to what we've talked about the last couple weeks, V. Founding Fathers, checks and balances. Those checks and balances are being removed. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I agree with you. We got a little commercial break again. Station ID, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host V, having the most hardcore talk as always here on the radio. I've got our presidential candidate here, well, running man, Kyle Kopitke, here still. And, you know, again, this is the most hardcore talk. I'm going to be always honest with you guys, and I cannot not be honest with you guys. Yes, we need our civilian militia, and not just for defense. We need to go on offense. Okay? I mean, if we got to make our country better, we need to remove some of these politicians, and most of them by the barrel of a gun. And that is my standpoint on that, if to making the country better. But I know a lot of people aren't as, I guess, militarized as I am. I mean, I am ex-Army as well, and boy, what a hell that was. And I mean, I know the truth. I've been in and on the inside and out here on the outside and somewhere in between, always. I have my connections here and there and everywhere, so I have the full view, which is why I host this show. But here we have a man that is answering questions, not like a politician, but like a truther, like somebody who really knows what's going on. And that's a good sign. Not meandering, not getting around and skirting around issues. I'm asking direct questions, and he's giving direct answers. So that right there is a hell of a sign. We have all these people in this world who are bedazzled by the misdirection talk that these politicians do, who get asked questions and they dance about. And it's the puppet show, and people are either confused by it, or they apply their own context to the answers, or what have you. And they let the stuff continue, and it should not continue. If you have a guy running for office and he sounds like a politician, we don't need him. Okay? And these people are, oh, this guy's a conspiracy theorist. Conspiracy theorist. Okay, so what? If I have my choice between candidates, one who can't have a straight answer, and another one who's saying, well, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, I would rather choose the guy saying, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. Because if you got a conspiracy theorist in office, guess what? He gets to investigate these things. Oh, well, the chemtrails are you know, doing this, and the fluoride's doing that. And this person has the power to go and check that out for you. Okay? You got to have a meandering, lying politician. You'll never know the answers, and you'll continuously be lied to. Smiled in the face and stabbed in the back.
Well, it is, V, and what I can do as president, and again, it all goes back to what can be done. I can create presidential commissions that investigate, not cover up, all these different issues, tell the American people the truth. I mean, I would like to know what they're spraying in the air. Some of these people say, well, they're trying to protect our environment by spraying to affect the temperature in a good way. Well, if they're spraying aluminum and barium and we see the amount of Alzheimer's and dementia going up, and it's I think tripled over the last few years in people between 20 and 40, we need to do something. But let me just talk about militias for just a minute. I think as president, I will pursue a course where every high school student of a certain age goes through a mini boot camp for a weekend where they learn to fight, fire a weapon, a pistol as well as a rifle. I think that's important. But on militias, I think we have to be careful that we sustain the rule of law. Violence has no place in militias, neither does racism or prejudice. We're all God's children. And what the globalists try and do, they try and infiltrate militias and also talk radio and the truth movement with people that agitate and want our people to create violence. And violence is not the answer. To run for office is the answer if you want to change the system, but shooting people or taking people out is never the answer. And so we have to be careful, and that's what happened in Michigan. I think it sounded like, from what I read, FBI agent started stirring people up, trying to get them to plan an attack, which they would have never probably done without that. And these are normal, patriotic people, and so they must have been brainwashed or manipulated to go in that direction, because violence from militia is totally against militias in the early days of our republic. And so I just wanted to to say that violence is never the answer.
That's just where we'll have to differ in opinion, because I know if Nazi Germany had a civilian militia and took out Hitler with a sniper round, I don't think we've had so many problems. But we've got a caller here, Dave, in Minnesota, I believe, or Michigan. Dave.
Hey, guys. First-time caller. I just tuned in and heard a statement about, chemtrails causing the Alzheimer's and dementia to go up. Well, I can't say that that's not happening, but I do know what the real cause of dementia and Alzheimer's going up. You know, statin drugs are the number one selling drug in America, and normal cholesterol before statin drugs was 250 to 280. And I follow a doctor that says if your cholesterol is less than 220, you're in the danger zone. And the only way to raise that cholesterol in your brain is by eating eggs. Eggs of all things. This doctor says we need 4 to 6 eggs per 100 pounds of body weight every day. You can't make an ounce of testosterone without eggs, without cholesterol. Cholesterol surrounds every cell in your body. Your myelin sheath, the sheath that covers your entire nervous system, is covered with almost 100% cholesterol. The solid matter of your brain makes up 75% of your brain weight. It's almost 100% cholesterol. And the egg is the perfect food to feed the brain and that cholesterol in your body. The Inuit Indians in the Arctic Circle, the Eskimos, they have the least cardiovascular disease in the world, until they come down here and eat that sad diet, standard American diet. And up there, their normal cholesterol is 350 to 500. So we need eggs. Now, chemtrails, I know they're horrible. There's a lot of nasty stuff in them things. And we do need a president that's going to say, hey, what the hell are you spraying on us, people? You know, this shit's got to stop. So anyway, I had to call in, guys. And I appreciate your show. Anyway, I yield.
Thank you, David.
Okay, thank you, David.
You're welcome.
And, yes, so, you know, diet, of course, has a lot to do with everything, but these people are have taken over the food. Everything is altered. Well, they try to alter everything that they can, so... And that's an interesting theory about the cholesterol, because the blood-brain barrier is really the important aspect of this. When you have the chemtrail spraying, the aluminum, barium, and all these nano-metallicized elements that we breathe in, it crosses that blood-brain barrier. So, hey, there might be a connection with that for sure.
Definitely.
So, I was supporting Adam Kokesh there for a while there, and I still support him as well. I support all the independent running people for presidency, and. You know, he offered me a position. You know, he said I would be on his cabinet if he became president. What position are you prepared to offer me if you win?
Oh no, I can't do that. That's against the law. I would if they wanted to. I cannot promise any. Well, the Democrats and Republicans seem to do that and talk about which of their supporters they're going to put in their cabinets. It's actually against the federal law. I did some research on that in the Federal Elections Commission, looked up the line item, and to even insinuate a position of promise to a volunteer or supporter is a jail sentence, and I'm too old for that. So I like keeping the laws of the land.
Well, in case you change your mind, I make one hell of a Secretary of Defense, that's for sure.
Well, again, I cannot even insinuate or promise that. I'm sure. I hope you understand. Although, again, the Democrats, Republicans, go ahead and do that all the time. But it's just really important. So, thanks for pledging to spend an hour or so on Saturday. We don't campaign on Sunday, so I ask my supporters not to campaign on Sunday. And we need the arm of God to help us, and so we respect the Sabbath day. But that's, you know, if you can help, we'd appreciate that. That's how we move forward. And so I go from day to day, hoping for that big breakthrough. We have to get on national media somehow in a positive way, and then other people will cover us. And then once that goes, there's just so many Americans that feel disillusioned with the system because they're left out. They can't afford to contribute thousands of dollars to these political PACs or to the candidates themselves, and so they're not represented. So we're out there for the
people. Well, I have seen something very disgusting. I've seen a trend that is very disgusting. Now, people are switching over from mainstream media to truth media. Now, there are new mainstream media that's being created to grab all those people who are listening to independent media to go back over to mainstream media, because these new shows that are being created are truther shows. For example, I mean, I know The Daily Show has been around forever, but we have this Indian guy. I can't pretend to remember his name, but he does a show called Patriot Act on Netflix, and he goes through some very important issues. That's great. And it's 90% truth. And then we have John Oliver on his show, whatever it's called. And again, very entertaining. He's a clown. Very entertaining. But it's 90% truth. I picked up on this fad because one show will do all the way truth on all these subjects, and then they'll pick this one subject where they're absolutely wrong. And so that's how they're picking up people and deceiving people now. For example, this John Oliver, he's been kicking butt. You know, he's done some stuff about police misconduct and you know, all these other great topics. But the last show I watched, because I was binge watching his show on YouTube, and the last topic that he covered was vaccines, and he's holding the flag for vaccines. It's like, oh, he dropped the ball. So I think Big Pharma chose to swoop in, buy him off for that, or somebody in the industry, some representative, somebody, because he's got this truther fan base he's built up all this trust with. And then, boom, the big disinformation episode on vaccines. I was heartbroken. So I want people to be aware of what's going on with these cool, hip, new shows that are making it on these huge networks that seem to be truther shows. That's going on. They'll tell you 90% truth, and whoever has bought them off for one issue, they'll swoop in and take that issue to lie to the entire world. So I know how you feel about that, if you knew that was going on.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm not on the so-called alternative news media, except for your show, and one other interview, which was never published, they're bogus site pointers. Bogus site pointers. And what that is, there are people that point you away. If your radio show isn't telling you that vaccines cause autism and other diseases, if the radio or TV show doesn't mention the words one world government or new world order or globalists are trying to take over the world, then they're not legitimate to a large degree. I mean, that's what's really going on. That's what's behind the chemtrails and the depopulation and the forced vaccines and the fluoride in the water. They're trying to dumb us down and injure us so we can't resist, so they can come in and take away our constitutional rights and make their one world government, which has been, if you just Google or go to your favorite search engine and type in quotations, one world government, you'll see all kinds of quotations from all these named politicians of both parties saying that is their agenda, and it is their agenda.
Absolutely. Yes. Just for everyone, again, I have to mention it. Please go and check it out. It is disgusting. I don't know, go to YouTube, John Oliver vaccines, and it's disgusting. For you people who know the truth about vaccines, just watch it. I really want you to see and study the tactics, because they tear down Andrew Wakefield, and they have this whole language thing of you know, interpreting what the medicine means, the terminology, and it's really a lot of trickery in trying to deceive people.
Because more and more people are waking up, especially like when I'm talking to people about vaccines, and I say, do you really think about it, do you really think that injecting your little kid with the DNA from pigs and monkeys and cows and dogs and caterpillars is going to help them? Do you really think that injecting your little child with the DNA from aborted female fetuses or aborted male fetuses is going to be okay? That's why Johnny at 5 years old wants to wear a dress, because he's been chemically castrated. And again, as the previous caller said, there's other reasons for dementia, Alzheimer's, and also for the chemical castration, the gender-bending chemicals in our food, in our clothing, in our makeup. It's that we need a president that'll pull those chemicals out. I mean, we have over 2,000 chemicals used in manufacturing and put into our and also into our foods that the FDA's never tested.
And I want people to understand what is going on. When you say the DNA from all these animals, also the nano material, the barium, strontium, the aluminum. Now combine that with 5G, and guess what you have? You have a passive remote CRISPR program. CRISPR, ladies and gentlemen, CRISPR. You're being genetically engineered. CRISPR. If you don't know what CRISPR is, go look it up. I'm not going to explain it to you if you're that far behind. CRISPR, ladies and gentlemen, 5G interacts with nanomaterials. Okay. Proteins are interacted with on a 5G level and up. Nanomaterials, nanometals, makes a person light up like a Christmas tree under certain monitoring instruments. You'd be followed around the world and genetically altered at all times.
Vaccines and 5G being rolled out all around the world at the same time, so there's no getting around that. You can read that in the media, even the mainstream media, where it's all being rolled out at the same time. And again, they got away with 9/11. They've been getting away with other things, and now they're stepping up the game and stepping up the pace to destroy us so they can roll in with their one world government. And that's why I'm running for president. And if people can collect signatures, they can go to my Facebook page, Kyle Kenley Kopitke, and send me a PM, a personal message, or email me at kylekopitke@gmail.com, or call me at 810-424-0772. And this show is being archived, so if you missed any of that contact information, you can replay it on the archive version. Or if, like, instead of watching John Oliver, go watch my YouTube channel. We have lots of videos on a number of issues at Kyle Kenley, K-E-N-L-E-Y, Kopitke, K-O-P-I-T-K-E. Thank you, V.
I catch your realization there, but I'm not going to voice it. Thank you for coming on to the show, my friend. And, you know, we'll have you on next week. We'll go ahead and prepare an ad campaign ahead of time so this Facebook sees to it that they're going to be politically active and try to stop word of you getting out and, you know, trying to kill my media. So we'll get that out ahead of time and try to get people woken up. Get people active. People, you got to get active. Got to get active. You cannot cry about what's going on in this world if you're not actively doing anything about it. If, you know, I would say there's tons of things you can do, but if voting was one of the things that you could do, or giving away a signature, that's no blood, sweat, or tears off of you. Just spend a couple hours out of one day to go do that. And you could possibly have done your part to help make the world a better place. So with that said, I am V. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And remember, in the land of surveillance, man of the third eye is king. So please educate yourselves.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.